感谢主耶稣啊，这几个晚上他恩典的带领。
Praise and thank God, for Lord Jesus, gracious, leading.
我们借着上个晚上来阐明主耶稣他救人福音的真道。
And in the past three nights, we have tried to clearly explain to you the gospel of Jesus.
我们借着主耶稣他所要赏赐给我们的平安永生。跟天国的基业来回应在世上的苦难。
And with the peace and the hope and the eternal kingdom of Jesus, we shall overcome all the troubles and sorrow and tears in this world.
回应那因为肉体情欲的捆绑，回应那因为眼目情欲的盲目追逐，以及回应那因为今生的骄傲所带来的狂妄自大。
And with Jesus, we can come from the torture that we receive from the lusts of our eyes and of our flesh, and how it could prevent us from making the wrong decisions due to the pride of life.
我们下午要来谈谈到底主耶稣他福音的信息何在。
And this afternoon, we want to concentrate on the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
亲自来看看主耶稣他第一篇的布道。
And we want to thoroughly look into the first sermon of Jesus.
我们请看路加福音第四章。
Please refer to the gospel of Luke chapter 4.
路加福音四章十六节到十九节。
Luke chapter 4.Verse 16 through
19. 四章十六节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 16.
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。十七节。
Verse 17.
有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开。找到一处写着说十八节
Verse 18
主的灵在我身上因他因为他用膏膏我叫我传福音给贫穷的人差遣我报告被掳的得释放瞎眼的得看见叫那受压制的得自由十九节
Verse 19
报告神悦纳人的喜年当主耶稣正式出来宣扬福音的时候
When Jesus first came out to preach the gospel
他首先在自己的家乡的会堂里面发表了第一篇的福音信息
And in his hometown's synagogue there he proclaimed the gospel of salvation
借由以赛亚书六十一章第一节到第二节
And started from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 and 2.
来阐述他来到世上工作的目的与信息的内容。
And to briefly explain the purpose of his mission and the message of his salvation.
我们从主耶稣所选读的经文当中。
And from the passage that Jesus read.
我们发现主耶稣的福音内容他能够帮助我们征服自己。
And we can see that the content of the gospel is to help us to overcome ourselves.
摆脱那肉体的情欲。
And so we'll no longer be controlled by the lust of our flesh.
它更能够给人有正确的人生观。
And you will also give us the correct value of life.
赏赐人突破环境的智慧与能力。
And give us the ability and wisdom to overcome the environment.
来对应那因为眼目情欲的迷惑而盲目的追逐啊。
So we're able to confront and be triumph over the endless chase of desire of want.
他更给我们重新再来的机会。
And Lord Jesus also gave us one more opportunity.
圣灵的更新。
The renewal of the Holy Spirit.
给我们属灵的国度。
And which will promise eternal spiritual kingdom.
让我们活着更有意义。
So that we can live a more meaningful life.
我们亲爱的慕道朋友们。
So dear visitors.
事实上，主耶稣的福音对我们有非常深刻的影响。
The gospel of Jesus has very deep and direct relationships with our lives.
对我们有绝对的果效在。
And it has a definite impact on every one of us.
我们现在有平安吗？
Do we have peace right now?
我们现在活得快乐吗?
Are we happy?
为什么我们得不着呢?
Why is it that we couldn't receive those?
这就是我们今天所要思想。
That's something that we should think about.
也是我们这几天来一直要传达的信息。
And that's also the theme that we try to pass on in the last few days.
我们先来谈到被掳的得释放。
Let's talk about the one who is bounded will be set free.
耶稣基督的福音第一个果效帮助我们能够征服自己。
Lord Jesus will first release us from the oppressed.
让我们在被掳当中能够得到释放。
So that we could be released from our own bondage.
这也是主耶稣他阐述他来到世上的目的。
And that was also the reason why Jesus came to this world.
什么叫做被掳啊？
What does it mean being oppressed, being bound, being captured?
凡是打了败仗被敌人抓去的就叫被掳。
And you can consider it a prisoner of war.
这是有形的被掳。
And this is physically a visual aspect of being captured or being oppressed.
毕竟在我们世上这种情形遇到的人不多了。
And so literally, not every one of us have been a prisoner of war.
而无形的被掳啊，这是精神层面。
But there is this invisible state of prisoner of war.
被忧愁，被愤怒。
That is, we were imprisoned by our own sorrows and anger.
被异端，被迷信。
And by the heresies and other false beliefs.
被不好的嗜好，被贪啊，被爱慕虚荣来掳去啊。
By bad habits, or wanted to enjoy the popularities and the sense of accomplishment.
那就比比皆是咯。
And then we can find ourselves actually are imprisoned by many items.
人们做了俘虏还不自知啊。
We are prisoners.Of many things, and yet we do not understand.
主耶稣曾经说过，你们必晓得真理，真理必要叫你们得自由。
Lord Jesus says, the truth shall set you free.
人能晓得真理，就不再做忧愁愤恨，异端遗传，虚荣不好嗜好的俘虏了。
If a person knows the truth of Jesus, and he'll be set free.From his own evil desires, greediness, and bad habits, and also from the heresies from the others.
主耶稣的福音首先要让我们能够有征服自己的能力。
The gospel of Jesus first will give us the ability to overcome ourselves.
首先他要带领我们从情欲当中被释放出来。
First, we'll be released from the bondage of our own physical desires.
我相信那些为非作歹、抢劫杀人的那些流氓
I believe those gangsters who commit many crimes, murders, robbery, theft.
他们在年幼的时候绝对不会说，我将来长大要当大流氓。
When they're little, they probably would not say,when I grow up, I want to be a big gangster.
为什么他们会当流氓？为什么他们会成为罪犯？
But why is it that some of them did become gangsters or even criminals?
因为他们征服不了内心的挣扎。
Because they could not overcome the struggle inside.
加以外界的引诱。
And on top of it, there are other temptations to lure them away from the environment.
因此他们把持不了自己以至于一失足而成千古恨。
And because they couldn't control themselves, therefore, once they make a wrong decision at a moment, their life is over.
小弟曾经看过一篇文章。
I once read an article.
这是在台湾台北土城监狱毕业典礼的一篇作品。
And this was an article written by a prisoner in Taipei.
他谈到说， 就凭你啊，也想要教化我啊。
And the topic was, do you think you can teach me a thing or two?
这篇文章很有趣。
And this is a rather amusing.
也谈到人啊，很难从情欲当中得到释放。
It talks about how difficult it is for a person to overcome his own physical domain.
他说你要教化我，如果算是教化的话，你要先学会尊重我。
And he says that if you want to teach me a thing or two, first you must respect me.
没错，我是犯人，犯了错的人。
Sure, I'm a convict.
但是我的自尊却比一般人还强啊。
But I have much stronger self-respect than average human being.
如果你表现出来的让我觉得我只是犯人，而你是高高在上，像在怜悯我、同情我、教训我、斥责我。
And if my impression of you is this is a poor criminal, and let me have mercy on him and teach him the right things.
甚至是来讪笑我，或把我当成笑话。
Or you come here to mock me, to ridicule me.
那么，对不起，你忙你的，我混我的，反正时间一到，你走你的，我过我的日子。
And then excuse me, why don't you just go on your way and I go on mine, because when my time is up, who knows what's going to happen.
因为你可能不知道，这一套我看太多了。
And perhaps you're not aware of it, but I've been there and done that.
怎么可能就因为你的不同，我就要去改变自己呢？
And why should I change myself because you told me so?
或者把你所说的话当真呢？
Or should I treat your words seriously?
更何况连最起码的被尊重的感觉都没有。
And if I have not even received the most fundamental dignity that I receive, that I deserve,
我还会有心去在乎你所要传达的东西吗？
And why should I care much of what you say?
你能尊重我？
If you can respect me,
不好意思，你还得要打败我啊。
And after that, you must defeat me.
你没有听过吗？在监狱里头的人偏见最多的。
And haven't you heard that people in the prison are very biased?
而偏差的观念也是最根深蒂固的。
And these biased opinions sometimes are very deeply rooted.
如果你只是抱着热诚、爱心进来，但拿不出东西来让我幸福的话。
And if you only come here with a zealous heart and try to do something good for society and yet have nothing to show for,
那还是不好意思，你可能只是白忙一场。
And then again, excuse me, you're wasting your time.
因为那一些做好人不要做坏事的大道理，我听得太多了。
Because I've always heard of the teaching of you should try to do good and do not be a bad person.
要我来说啊，可能都比你说的好啊。
And I can probably repeat the same story much better than you can.
你要做的是真心从旁来协助我发掘、探索出自己问题的所在。
What I need is someone to truly help me understand why am I making all these errors.
或者是应该怎么样来面对自己的问题。
Or how to face my personal problems.
就是因为我打败不了自己啊。
Because I couldn't defeat myself.
我才会被关进来的。
That's why I'm here in prison.
如果连你也打败不了我。
And if you cannot defeat the inner me.
那又何必奢望能教化得了我呢？
And then why do you think that you can educate me?
尊重我，打败我之后，你还得教我培养怎么面对诱惑时坚定的自信心。
And after you respect me and defeated me, you have to teach me how to control myself under temptation.
有没有搞错啊？有没有自信心是个人的问题，跟你又有什么关系呢？
But this is a matter, this is a personal matter. And how is it that you can help me?
当然有关系啦。
But there is a direct relationship.
因为当你能尊重我、打败我之后，我向上的念头已生啊。
向上，
向好的念头。
And then because after you respected me and defeated me, and then I would have a tendency to do good.
也可能多少学会了怎么省察自己。
And maybe I would know how to reflect on my own deeds.
找出自己犯错的盲点。
And able to locate the blind spots.
但是更重要的是，将来在面对人生新的诱惑时，如何凭着自省后的自信去做出正确的抉择。
But the question is, after I've learned all these, how do I face future temptations with sufficient self-control to make the right judgment call?
因此啊，在你的教化当中，不包含自信的建立或补强的话，可能之前的努力还是会白费。
Therefore, if you do not somehow build up a sufficient self-esteem for me, and then all your efforts could still amount to nothing.
因为我自信不足，再来的出事也只是早晚的问题而已。
Because I did not have much faith in my own ability to overcome this, so even if I get out of jail right now, most likely I'll return.
你没有耐心吗？你会被我气昏的。
If you don't have any patience, and then I will torture you till you faint.
但是试想，你教化我的时间有多少？
But just exactly how much time are you willing to spend with me?
我一生错了有多久？
And I've been wrong all my life.
如果你认为短短的时间付出就要我马上有改变，那你可能会大失所望。
And if you think a few minutes here and there can change my life, perhaps I think you'll be disappointed.
你要想成是在教育小孩子，不断的付出，不断的让我们在尝试错误中得到成长。
And perhaps you think this is like teaching children, just constantly feeding the right concept, and the children will grow into the models that you set up for them.
这才是最实际的一面。
And maybe that's more practical.
没有耐心，你的付出终究还是会功亏一篑。
And without patience, your efforts would not amount much.
不容易吧？要教化一个我就很不容易
了。So it's not easy to teach a prisoner like me.
更何况你还可能面临各式各样的我。
And that's just me. There are thousands of us in the prison.
所以先称称自己的斤两。
And so why don't you go to the mirror and take a look at yourself?
看看你能不能先把我当成朋友，给我尊重，然后练就一套打败我的本事，让我学会自觉，培养自信，正视自己的问题。
And reassess your own ability and the confidence of building a person like me to give me self-confidence, self-esteem, and the ability to self-control.
这是一个犯人写给他们辅导员的一封信。
And that was a letter written by a prisoner to one of the prison counselors.
从当中让我们看出一个人堕落，一个人被情欲捆绑，他的无奈。
And we can see how difficult it was for a person to overcome his own inner struggle.
要从这个捆绑里面能够走出来，也不是那么容易的事。
It is not that easy to be released from this bondage.
必须要有一股力量。
It requires an external force.
一股从外头来的力量。
An external force, very strong coming from outside.
有一个故事说。
There was a story.
有一个小孩子不小心跌到水里面，快要淹死了。
And that a little kid somehow got dropped into the water and is about to drown.
岸上有一些人，他们有各自的反应。
And after this kid fell into the water, there were different people with different reactions on the shore.
一部分的人说，好可怜哦，那是谁家的小孩啊，快要淹死了。
And some people say, whose kid is this? And so pitiful, he's going to drown.
他的爸爸妈妈一定会很伤心哦。
And his parents surely will be brokenhearted.
对这个快要淹死的小孩有没有帮助？
And has he provided any assistance to this, this kid who is about to drown?
没有。
Zero.
另外一些人啊， 在那边大喊着，你手要滑，你脚要踢呀，啊，你头要抬起来呀。
And there's another group of people saying that start moving your arms and you gotta non-stop kicking your legs and then you gotta keep your nose above water.
对这个快要淹死的孩子来讲，有没有帮助？
How much assistance is that to this little kid?
也是没有。
Maybe very little.
这个世上充满这样的人。
But in this world, there are a lot of people like that.
这个世上好可怜哦，好罪恶哦。
And this world is so pitiful, so sinful.
对这个世界有没有帮助？对这个改善这个世界也没有帮助。
But the world is not going to change because you think it is sinful.
啊，要什么教育？要什么学说？
And we need to have all kinds of teachings and philosophies.
就如同在岸上教那个快淹死的小孩子要怎么游泳一样， and、也是没有帮助。
Much like try to teach the little kid who's about to drown how to swim, it's not going to help much.
这个时候，有一个人砰跳下去，把那个孩子给救上来。
Finally, a man, or could be a woman, jump into the water and rescue him.
实际上对他才有帮助。
And that was the type of assistance that this little kid needs.
今天我们都如同那个快要淹死的小孩，我们没有能力自救。
Today, many of us, just like this little kid in the water, we do not have the ability to save ourselves.
世人的同情啊，世上的学说也对我们没有帮助。
And others people's seemingly comforts or all these different philosophies sometimes do not help us at all.
我们要的就是主耶稣基督，他道成了肉身，他离开天上的宝座，他跳到凡间的苦海里头，把我们救上来。
What we need is Lord Jesus, who came from heaven and jumped into this bitter sea and rescue us.
这才能够实际上使我们从被捆绑的苦海情欲当中解救出来。
And that's the only way we can be rescued from this bitter seed of physical desires.
再来，我们也要从情欲当中，在忧虑当中被释放出来。
And we should also be released from sorrow.
为什么我们还没有得到这个为什么我们虽然知道说不要忧愁的道理啊？
Why is it that many of us know that we should not be sorrowful?
我们还是忧愁啊。
But many of us still do.
不想忧虑，但是又有多少人能摆脱忧虑的枷锁？
You do not want to worry, but you do worry.
在现今铺子教会有一个涂姐妹，涂春义姐妹。
And there was a sister too, in one of the churches.
铺子哈，铺子嘉义哈。
In 嘉义 area，
他还没有信主之前，他先生是在台湾的制糖厂上班的。
And before she
做糖苏格的。
前面这一句我没有听到，对不起。
他先生在台湾的糖厂上班哈，在他还没有这涂姐妹还没信主之前呢。
Before she came to believe, her husband used to work in the sugar factory.
他为了要这个积功德哈，所以他到庙里面去当鸡童哈。
And he wanted to accumulate so-called more credits, and therefore he went to a Buddhist temple as a sorcerer.
这一是一般世人他们所认为做好事。
And this is what considered in the Buddhist community accumulating credits.
她有三个小孩，都是男孩。
And she has three boys.
老大这个大学，老大高中毕业之后因为考不上大学
And her oldest son, and graduating from high school, but could not be accepted to a university.
所以他就到台北去打天下了。
So he went to the big cities to find work.
第二个儿子从这个高中职业学校毕业之后，他找到一份建筑工地主任的工作。
And her second son, after graduating from vocational school, found a managerial job in a at a construction place.
当不到工作的, 才工作半年啊, 遇到一次这个拜拜, 在这个请完, 被宴请之后, 回到工地的宿舍, 在路上出了车祸, 就丧命。
But unfortunately, he got into a fatal accident on the way back from a Buddhist festival.
消息传来, 这个徒, 当时的这个徒姐妹, 这个非常难过。
And when Sister Tu heard the news, and she was very sorrowful.
白发人送黑发人。
It's indeed a tragic story for someone with gray hair to go to the funeral of someone with black hair.
办完了丧礼, 经常在她这个第二个儿子的坟墓前, 哭啊。
And so she wept bitterly at the tomb of her second son.
第三个小孩毕业了。
And her third son also graduated from high school.
全校第二名毕业。
And he was salutatorian.
考完了这个大学的联考, 他原本跟同学约好要出去玩。
And after he took the college entrance examinations, he wanted to take a little trip with his friends.
母亲, 说我们一起到庙里面去求神明, 让你考上, 好的学校。
And his mother said that, well, why don't we go to the temple and ask the idol and so that you can go to a better
school. 所以他的, 这个第三个小孩啊, 用摩托车载着他的妈妈, 就要到庙里面去了。
And so this third son took his mother to the temple in a motorcycle.
离家不久之前的一座桥上, 被一辆砂石车给撞倒了。
And when they were crossing a narrow bridge, a truck with loads of rocks hit them.
徒姐妹, 被撞, 掉到那个桥下的排水沟啊。
And Sister Tu fell into the gutter beneath the bridge.
两只脚都断了。
Both her legs were broken.
右, 这个, 左边的腿啊, 断了三节, 右边的大腿啊, 碎掉了。
And her right legs were broken into three pieces, and the left legs were utterly crushed.
忍着痛, 撑起身子来, 看看在路上, 打滚的儿子, 他的肺都看得见。
And she managed to take a look at her son on the road, and she saw her son was injured so badly that she can see her lung, she can see his lungs.
在送去医院的途中就离世了。
And her son passed away on the way to the hospital.
没有人敢告诉这个伤心的母亲说，你的第三个儿子离世了。
And so no one really dared to tell this heartbroken mother that your third son also passed away.
大儿子听到家里出, 发生这个重大的噩耗, 赶紧赶了回来。
So the firstborn heard of what happened, returned to his hometown.
在医院照顾他的母亲, 直到上好的石膏。
And he stayed in the hospital taking care of his mother until the cast was put on her legs.
妈妈问他说，你弟弟有没有好一点？
And so the mother asked the firstborn, how is your little brother doing?
连日来的欺骗, 这个时候他再也无法忍受。
And after have been lying to his mother for quite some time, the firstborn couldn't lie anymore.
跪在他母亲的前面, 跟他妈妈说, 妈妈, 人家说孩子多不一定命好,
and then,
我一个就够了, 我会奉养你一辈子。
And then the firstborn said to his mother that not necessarily you need many sons to enjoy a good retirement. One son is sufficient, and I'm the one that's going to serve you.
他的母亲知道他已经
So the mother immediately understood that she has also lost her youngest son.
坚持出院，从殡仪馆领出那已经冰冻、僵硬的儿子的尸体，哭得死去活来。
And she also cried bitterly. And she withdrew the body from the morgue.
重大的忧伤让她脚的这个伤势一直无法愈合。
And because she has always been sorrowful, therefore her wounds never recovered.
如同圣经所说的，喜乐的灵乃是良药，忧伤的心使骨枯干啊。
And as what the Bible says, that a joyful spirit is good medicine, and a sorrowful mind will corrupt even the bones.
每次上手术台啊，都向医生恳求，医生，你干脆一针让我死了，我不想活了。
And every time when she had to go through another operation, she would beg the doctors to give her a shot of poison and to end her life.
她的伤口啊，一直没办法愈合。后来这个医生说，可能已经恶化成为骨髓癌了。
And because her legs could never recover, and the doctor said that the symptom may have worsened to tumors of some sort.
要截肢
and need to be her legs need to be amputated.
他一想到万一他截肢了，他的大儿子是不是要照顾他一辈子？他又要连累他这个大儿子。
And so she figured, because of that, she might have to cause lifelong care from her first son.
天下父母心啊，不为自己的伤来着想，却想心中挂念是儿子。
And as all the mothers in this world would do, and she cared more of her children than herself.
她跟医生恳求，医生。介绍他转诊台北的林口长庚医院去。
And then she was transferred to another hospital.
在那边有我们正耶稣教会的福音布道小组。
And there she met the gospel group from the True Jesus Church.
就这样开始接触到耶稣基督的恩典。
And from there, she began to touch upon the gospel of Jesus.
随着她的出院回到家乡，她的资料也转到附近的教会。附近的教会传道长子过去探望，持续牧养。
And then she returned to her hometown, and then her file was transferred to the local church, and the local ministers and deacons and workers continuously pastored her.
就在教会，她得到圣灵。
And then she received Holy Spirit in the church.
忧伤的心已经不在。
And then no longer she would have a sorrowful spirit.
她自己说，就是不知道为什么，就是一直高兴起来，一直高兴起来啊。
And she said, I'm not sure why, but I always have joy in my heart.
不但如此，她的伤势就在她受洗之后一个月，她竟然就可以放掉拐杖。
And miraculously, not long after she was baptized, she didn't even have to walk with a cane.
她也不断地为了她唯一现在剩下的大儿子的事业在祷告。
And she continuously prayed for her first son's work.
她认为耶稣会帮助她。
And she believed that Lord Jesus will help her.
果然也没让她失望。
And Lord Jesus did not disappoint her.
她在她的歌唱事业上闯出了一片天空，就是近年来很有名的歌星伍佰。
And her firstborn actually became a very popular singer in Taiwan.
这就是伍佰他妈妈的见证。
And this is the exact same testimony written by the mother of this very popular singer in Taiwan.
神让他从忧伤的捆绑当中释放出来。
And Lord Jesus released her from the bondage of sorrow.
我们要怎么得到这份恩典？
How do we receive this blessing?
我们要怎么样领受这个释放？
How do we release ourselves from all these?
主耶稣在这里说，我传福音给贫穷人。
The Lord Jesus says, I will preach the gospel to the poor.
以赛亚书那边说是谦卑的人。
And in the book of Isaiah, there it says the humble.
贫穷跟谦卑指的是虚心，内心感觉需要。
And the word poor not necessarily means materially, but has to do with your has to do with your emotional state of mind.
不自满自足。
That is, there is a need emotionally.
才能领受这样的恩典。
And then we can receive this good news from Jesus.
我们再来谈第二点，瞎眼的得看见。
And he says to, and recover the sight for the blind.
这是真理的智慧啊。
And that this is indeed a wisdom of truth.
耶稣福音的第二个果效，帮我们建立正确的人生观跟看法。
And the second fruit of Jesus' gospel is to establish a correct concept of life.
让我们从满目无止境的追逐当中看清我们所要的是什么。
So that in the midst of this endless pursuit of nothing, we can clearly see what we are after.
让我们拥有与一般世人不同的价值观。
So that we can have a value system that is different from the people in this world.
金钱与灵魂。
Money and soul.
苦难与荣耀。
And suffering and glory.
婚姻观、工作观、处事观。
And our concept of marriage, our concept of career, and our value system in associating with others.
让我们看得清楚。
And we can see them all very clearly.
这个也是不容易啊。
And these are not easy things to do.
举个例子来说。
For example.
一般人啊，都是以牙还牙，以眼还眼的这个处事观。
And most people would associate others with the rule of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
但是耶稣基督福音的信息帮助我们看得清楚。
But Lord Jesus' message can make us see more clearly.
在台湾景美教会有一个欧伟仁弟兄，他是当医生的。
And in Taiwan, there's a brother O, who is a physician.
太太徐雅如姐妹在1995年9月16号安息日下午三点出了一场车祸。
And on September 16th, 1995, Sabbath day, 3 p.m., his wife got into an accident.
肇事的车辆是对这个是一台这个连接车。
And the
货柜车。
It was a trailer that caused the accident.
他的太太骑着机车从慢车道下来，对方从另外一边转弯过来。
And as her wife was getting off from the express lane exiting, and the truck came from the other direction.
因为车速太快直接撞到这个徐姐妹。
And because the truck was speeding, therefore the truck hit his wife.
从当地的医院转到三军总医院，一路昏迷不醒。
And she was transferred from one hospital to another and remained in coma.
电脑断层扫描显示她的右后方的头盖骨有破裂，有脑水肿的现象。
And the computer computer scan shows that there are swollen areas on the left portion of her skull.
整个脑部大量的出血。
And there was internal hemorrhage of the brain.
决定马上动手术。
And so doctors felt that they should perform the operation immediately.
由于这个欧弟兄他是医生，所以特别让他进来参与啊。
And because her husband was also a doctor, so they let him involve in the operation.
情况很不乐观出血的状况比电脑断层所显示的更严重。
And things didn't look very well. At the computer data, the real situation was a lot worse than the computer data.
不断上升的脑压逼得他要把头盖骨拿掉来减缓那个压力。
And so the the pressure inside the skull increased tremendously, and that they actually had to open up her skull to relieve some pressure.
知道的医师跟欧弟兄说，学长，你知道这样的病例不乐观。
And then the doctor who was performing the operation and told this brother that you know the situation is not good at all.
可能就算活下来也是植物人。
And even if she could survive this trauma, she'll probably be a vegetable.
他的太太是当老师教英文的。
And his wife was an English teacher.
切除的部分刚好是语言的区域。
And they wanted to cut off the part of the brain that had to do with linguistics.
就算能好，也没办法说话。
And even if this can save her life and she can recover, she could never talk again.
车祸后的第五天。
And on the fifth day of the accident,
他的太太奇迹似的醒了过来。
And miraculously, his wife woke up.
第一句话带给全家安慰，爸爸妈妈在哪里呢？
And she actually said, "Where is mother and father?"
虽然所讲的一些话词不达意，文法错误。
And then she started to say a bunch of things that are grammatically incorrect.
那至少原本以为他会丧失语言及理解力的，现在却能够讲话，却能够理解。
But actually, she can start forming a certain sense in her language.
开刀后17天。
And 17 days after the operation.
他的恢复让全医院震惊啊。
And her recovery shocked the entire hospital.
主治大夫允许她出院回家，只要门诊来就可以。
And the doctor actually allowed her to be discharged from the hospital, just have to come to the hospital for inpatient checkup.
接下来把头盖骨再度的植回。And
then they put her skull back on.
神的帮助让欧弟兄。 他撤销了对对方的索赔。And
because of the blessing from God, and so this brother did not sue the trucker who caused the accident.
当3月8号法院第三次的侦查庭，欧弟兄当场对法官说：“我决定撤回对肇事者所有的告诉。”And
on March 8th, when the judge was ready to issue his judgment, Brother O actually told the judge that he's not going to sue this person anymore.
对方泪流满面，紧紧地握住他的手，一句话都说不出来。
And the defendant was so touched and speak a word.
怎么会有这么好的人?
How come there are people so nice?
都不追究。 And 这么大的饶恕从何而来?
Such great forgiveness. How come he can do this?
法官再三的提醒说，你不要后悔哦。And
so the judge kept on reminding Brother O that, are you sure you're not going to regret after this, right?
神从来没有让依靠他的人后悔、羞耻过。And
God will never bring to shame of anyone who relies on him.
撤销告诉之后。 他的太太进步得更快。And
after he withdrew the lawsuit, his wife recovered even more rapidly.
语言恢复了，记忆力也恢复了，还会弹琴啊。And
she can not only speak, and she can also remember things, and she can even play piano now.
现在又回去教他的英文。And
she returned to be an English teacher.
100%的康复。And
she received 100% recovery.
也让欧弟兄对肇事者的怨恨完全消除。And
and Brother O totally forgave the trucker who caused the accident.
这就是神让我们看到与世俗不同的价值观。
And that's how Lord God can let us see things different from ordinary people.
不同的处事观,
and also methods of associating with others.
用宽恕,用爱来对待伤害我们的人。
With love and forgiveness, we forgive those who may have harmed us.
我们要怎么得到这样的力量?
How do we receive this kind of strength?
要怎么得到这样的看见?
How do we see things so clearly?
同样的，主耶稣说，我传福音给谦卑的人。
Lord Jesus said, I preach the gospel to the poor, to the humble.
指着内心虚心,感觉需要不自满自足的人就能得着。
That is, whoever empty himself and ready to receive Jesus and do not conceited or thinks that he has everything.
让我们能够得到真正的自由。
Let us be truly set free.
突破环境的压力。
And able to overcome pressures from the environment.
最后，耶稣基督的福音还要让我们得到神啊悦纳人的喜年呐。
And the gospel of Jesus will also be given to us to proclaim the years of the Lord's favor.
就是让人有重新再来的机会。
That is, give us a second chance.
喜年啊，在犹太人的习俗当中。 每七七四十九年，隔年的五十年就称为喜年了。
And here, the year of the Jubilee has to do with the seventh year of the seven times seven year.
那一年的七月十号称为赎罪日。七月十号。七月十号。
And on July 10th of that year will be called the Day of Atonement.
遍地大吹角声。
And then there will be great trumpet blowing.
那年的百姓有三个好处。
And the year of Jubilee, people would enjoy three advantages.
个人得自由。
And everyone will be set free.
原本你当人家的奴隶的，你得到释放。
And if you were a slave of a household, then you'll be set free.
第二个好处就是生活简单，各样的工作暂停。
And then all of the hard labor work will be stopped.
每逢七年之内的安息年，田中的出产不归田主，归给奴婢、雇工，还有寄居的外人。
And on that year, all the crops out on the field will be belong to the tenants and the strangers and the foreigners instead of belonging to the landowner.
然后就是产业复原了。 已经典当给人家的产业都要各归本家。
And if you have sold or mortgage certain properties to others, and you can receive them back.
这是旧约时代的喜年。
And that was called the year of Jubilee.
新约时代的喜年是一切重新开始。
But in the New Testament era, everything starts off anew.
这是一个多么好的消息。
How wonderful is this news?
我们每个人都希望说，时光能够倒退，能够重来。Many
times, wish that we could live again.
但事实上是不可能的。But
we know that it's impossible to go back in time.
但是主耶稣，他的福音信实要给我们可能。But
the message of Jesus will make this possible.
在基督里头的一切都是新的。For
in Christ Jesus, everything is new.
旧事不再了。
The old has passed.
耶稣基督给人有重新的机会。
Lord Jesus gave us another chance to be renewed.
耶稣基督带给我们圣灵的更新。
Lord Jesus brings us renewal from the Holy Spirit.
过着有别于旧人的生活。
And we shall live a new life different from that of the old self.
重新开始，以前的通通不算了。
And we'll start off with a fresh start. Whatever happened in the past, don't worry about it.
如同时光重新倒流一样。
As if time wind back and you get to relive yourself.
我们要怎么得到这样的恩典?
How do we receive this kind of blessing?
同样的，主耶稣说，我传福音给贫穷的人。
Lord Jesus here says, I preach God the gospel of good news to the poor.
贫穷谦卑指着人内心的虚心。
And again, the poor means humility.
不自以为满足。
That you do not consider you already have everything.
这样的人就能得着。
and the person with this kind of attitude will receive.
所以我们从主耶稣给我们福音的信息的内容得知啊。
Therefore, from the message of the gospel of Jesus, we can see that
相对于肉体眼目的情欲以及精神的骄傲,
we can see the methods that Jesus provide for us to confront the lust of flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life.
主耶稣给我们能够有得释放的能力。
Lord Jesus gave us the power and ability to be released.
借由神给我们的平安。
And we will have peace from God.
主耶稣让我们, 看清楚永生的盼望。
Lord Jesus, let us see more clearly of the hope of eternal life.
让我们从庸庸碌碌的人生当中解脱出来。
So that we can be completely set free from this ordinary life.
主耶稣更给我们重新开始的机会。
And Lord Jesus, moreover, will give us a second chance to start again.
借由圣灵的更新,
through the renewal of the Holy Spirit,
让我们拥有一个全新的人生,
so that we can live a new life.
亲爱的慕道朋友,
so dear visitors,
我们要怎么得到?
How do we get all these?
主耶稣告诉我们,
Lord Jesus said very clearly,
谦卑, 虚心,
we must be humble.
天国就是你们,
bless the humble in heart, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
求主耶稣让我们能够更加的谦卑，更加的虚心，来迎接主耶稣恩典满满。
So let us humble ourselves and willing to accept Lord Jesus into our heart, and we will surely receive the grace from God overflowing.